Well, good morning, beloved, and welcome to another edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Jeremiah chapter 31, and in Jeremiah, Israel was made up, Jeremiah is writing here, and the background is that Israel was made up of 12 tribes named for the sons of Jacob. After King Solomon died, the northern 10 tribes formed their own kingdom that they called Israel, while the southernmost tribes formed the kingdom of Judah. Jeremiah envisioned a time when the Lord will rebuild Israel, the people will return to their own land, and the 12 tribes will be restored as one nation. And God's saving words for us as we begin this week is justice and peace. So let's begin reading Jeremiah chapter 31, beginning at verse 31. The Lord says, "The time is coming when I will be the God of all the tribes of Israel, and they will be my people. In the desert, I showed mercy to those who had escaped death. When the people of Israel longed for rest, I appeared to them from far away. People of Israel, I have always loved you, so I continue to show you my constant love. Once again, I will rebuild you. Once again, you will take up your tambourines and dance joyfully. Once again, you will plant vineyards on the hills of Samaria, and those who plant them will eat what the vineyards produce. Yes, the time is coming when centuries will call out on the hills of Ephraim, 'Let's go up to Zion to praise our God.'" The Lord says, "Sing with joy for Israel, the greatest of the nations. Sing your song of praise. The Lord has saved his people. He has rescued all who are left. I will bring them forth from the north and gather them from the ends of the earth. The blind and the lame will come with them, pregnant women, and those about to give birth. They will come back a great nation. My people will return weeping, praying as I lead them back. I will guide them to streams of water on a smooth road where they will not stumble. I am like a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my oldest son." The Lord says, "Nations, listen to me and proclaim my words on the far-off shores. I scattered my people, but I will gather them and guard them as a shepherd guards his flock. I have set Israel's people free, and I have saved them from a mighty nation. They will come and sing for joy on Mount Zion, and be delighted with my gifts, gifts of grain and wine and olive oil, gifts of sheep and cattle. They will be like a well-watered garden, and they will have everything that they need. Then the young women will dance and be happy, and men, young and old, will rejoice. I will comfort them and turn their mourning into joy, their sorrows into gladness. I will fill the priests with the richest food and satisfy all the needs of my people. I, the Lord, have spoken." The Lord says, "A sound is heard in Ramah, the sound of bitter weeping. Rachel is crying for her children. They are gone, and she refuses to be comforted. Stop your crying and wipe away your tears. All that you have done for your children will not go unrewarded. They will return from the enemy's land. There is hope for your future. Your children will come back home. I, the Lord, have spoken." I hear the people of Israel say in grief, "Lord, we are like an untamed animal, but you have taught us to obey. Bring us back. We are ready to return to you, the Lord our God. We returned away from you, and soon we wanted to return. After you had punished us, we hung our heads in grief. We were ashamed and disgraced because we sinned when we were young. Israel, you are my dearest child, the one I love best. Whenever I mention your name, I think of you with love. My heart goes out to you. I will be merciful. Set up signs and mark the road. Find again the way by which you left. Come back, people of Israel. Come home to the towns you left. How long will you hesitate, faithless people? I have created something new and different as a woman protecting a man." And today's key verse is Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 17, where Jeremiah writes, "There is hope for your future. Your children will come back home. I, the Lord, have spoken. And of course, as we have explained before, beloved, this is a time when Israel has divided, just sin has divided the nation. People's own ambitions and things that differ from God's will, and they just destroyed that beautiful country that God had envisioned for them and provided for them. And so Israel, they were divided into 10 tribes, which are sometimes referred to as the 10 lost tribes of Israel. And then the other two tribes, one being Judah, they joined together to just be known as Judah. Israel turned away from God so quickly. She was the first one to fall into sin and the first of them to be taken into captivity. But Judah, along with the capital city of Jerusalem, held out for a few more years, but soon their sins caught up with them, and they too found themselves in captivity. But as I said before, beloved, it's so important to remember that, yes, they were being punished for their sins, but in the most loving way that God could, because these people owed him 70 years. And there is no way that they could go 70 years without tilling the land. Every seventh year, they were supposed to let the land lie fallow. But they didn't. And so now God, who keeps perfect records, says it's time for me to collect your debt. But if I collect the debt with you still in the land, you will all die. So even though it seems cruel and everything else, God allowed the great Babylonian Empire and the vicious Assyrians to come into the land and to take them all captive and take them out of the land and disperse them around the world. But this was the loving provision of Father God. And he is waiting. He, God himself, is waiting anxiously for the time when he can bring Israel back to the land, restore them to the land, and restore the land to its rightful place as head of all the nations. Amen. Let's pray. Let me see. Father God, we come to you acknowledging that your world suffers from brokenness, war, and conflict. Forgive us for the ways in which we fail to live in community, and reveal to us opportunities for reconciliation and a new life. We do not want to follow in the footsteps of Israel. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Well, our time together has come to an end on this Monday morning. Tomorrow we'll be in Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 23 through 40. Where the prophet Jeremiah describes God's new covenant with his people. And so until tomorrow, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.